Welcome back to this new edition of the Tech2Tech newsletter. Today, we're doing a deep dive into what it takes to build a successful AI future. We're pulling everything from the insights packed into the April edition.
Yeah, and there's a lot of noise out there, isn't there? All these new tools popping up.
Exactly. But you know what we really want to get into today are the fundamentals, the things that actually last.
Right, like having a proper strategy, getting your data infrastructure solid.
And nailing the cloud setup. It's about cutting through that hype, yeah. You know, understanding the real building blocks.
So where do we start? The newsletter seems to kick off with strategy, right?
It does. And it really hammers home this point. Enthusiasm isn't enough. You need a plan.
Uh-huh. It stresses that you can't just chase after every shiny new AI toy.
No, that's a recipe for, well, costly dead ends, basically. Wasted effort.
So a clear strategy first. And linked to that is assessing where you actually stand, organizationally speaking, your AI readiness.
Right. What does that look like according to the sources? What are we assessing?
Well, it's about looking at your current capability skills, tech you already have. Then there's data maturity. Like, how good are you really with your data?
Okay.
And crucially, tying it all back to the big picture, your main business goals. How does AI actually help achieve those?
That alignment piece.
Exactly. And then you mentioned something about five AI leadership essential skills, suggesting it's not just technology leaders need.
Right. It's strategic thinking guiding the organization more than just code.
Makes sense. So strategy sets the direction. Then, inevitably, we talk data.
The lifeblood, as they say. It feels almost obvious, but the newsletter really underlines it. AI runs on data, period.
And if the data foundation isn't right, well, the algorithms just won't perform. Garbage in, garbage out. Still applies.
Still applies. And what about this trend they mentioned? Data and AI democratization.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's about getting data and AI tools into the hands of more people, not just the specialists.
So empowering folks across the business to use data.
Pretty much. Making data-driven decisions more widespread, which, you know, can unlock a ton of value.
But there's often a big hurdle there, isn't there? Which the newsletter tackles head-on with that white paper title.
Ah, the Are Data Silos Crushing Your AI Plans? That's the one. Really highlights how trapped data stuck in different systems just kills AI potential.
Absolutely. If your models can't see the whole picture, their insights are going to be limited, aren't they?
Definitely. Which leads nicely into the discussion about building modern data platforms, right? Platforms designed for AI. Yeah, it talks about shifting towards distributed architectures, more flexible, and using modern integration tools.
Like Fivetran.
Right. And it sort of hints at moving away from the old, sometimes clunky ETL processes. Extract, transform, load.
Towards something more fluid. Faster.
Yeah. More streamlined, real-time pipelines kind of thing, which AI really needs.
And they gave an example, didn't they? M6, using their data lake for Gen AI.
That's right. Shows how having that organized central data store really enables these newer AI techniques.
Practical application. And for companies maybe struggling with unifying their data.
The newsletter points to expertise like Devo Teams, suggests getting help can speed things up significantly.
Okay, so strategy check, data foundation check. What's the third pillar?
The cloud. Hmm. Presented as pretty much non-negotiable for serious AI.
Why is that? Scalability. Power.
Both. You need that scalability for huge data sets, the flexibility for experimenting, and yeah, the raw compute power for training these models. Especially now with AI becoming embedded in, well, almost everything.
But it's not just go to the cloud, is it? The newsletter flags different options.
No, exactly. It stresses picking the right model. Public, private, hybrid, maybe even multi-cloud.
Depends on your specific needs, I guess. Security, performance.
All of that. Regulations, too. There's no one-size-fits-all answer.
And interesting that they also touch on AI trends within that cloud discussion, like AI agents.
Yeah, these more autonomous systems. And also the push towards smaller, maybe more efficient, specialized models. It's not all about the massive ones.
Right, not just the LLMs grabbing headlines. And managed AI services. The cloud providers offer those to help out.
Definitely. They can take away a lot of the infrastructure headache, let you focus on the actual AI development.
Yeah.
They handle the optimization, security, scaling.
Which sounds pretty appealing.
It can be.
And again, they back this up with examples. Vancelian on AWS.
In Devo Team, helping Ardian / calculation times using cloud services. Real impact.
Tangible benefits. Okay, so we have strategy, data, cloud. But that's not the whole story, is it? What about making it all work reliably and crucially responsibly?
Now we get into governance and operations. The newsletter is clear. These are vital for long-term success and, importantly, trust.
Trust is a big one. So security and governance are flagged as major trends.
Absolutely. There's talk about setting up proper AI governance frameworks. How do you manage this stuff responsibly?
Especially with things like generative AI data, that must bring unique challenges.
For sure. And just generally getting visibility into what these models are doing, the black box problem. You need to address that lack of transparency in the ML stack.
Can't govern what you can't see. And security. That must be escalating as a concern.
Hugely. The idea of zero trust principles for AI systems is even floated. Assume nothing is secure by default. That white paper they mentioned, the AI governance cybersecurity paradigm shift, probably digs into that.
Sounds intense. And then there's that whole other layer, digital sovereignty.
Yeah, becoming really significant. Geopolitics, changing tech. Regions like Europe, China, wanting more control over their data and infrastructure. It's a strategic issue now.
Definitely adds complexity. And for building that trust, explainable AI, XAI comes up.
And algorithmic traceability. It's about being able to understand how an AI reached a decision, not just what the decision was.
So you can check for bias, ensure fairness.
That kind exactly. Of balancing performance with transparency and accountability.
And making sure all this actually works in practice, day to day, that's where MLOps comes in.
Spot on. It's like DevOps, but for machine learning. The processes and tools to reliably build, deploy, monitor, and manage AI models in production.
Which you need for effective governance, too, presumably.
Absolutely. That MLOps AI Production Solutions
yep.
reference points to the need for that operational rigor.
Okay, nearly there. Two more key themes highlighted. First, sustainability.
Right. AI can help solve environmental problems, but it uses a lot of energy itself.
Kind of ironic.
A bit, yeah. So the focus needs to be on energy-efficient algorithms, using renewable power, optimizing applications, trying to minimize that footprint. An important consideration we maybe don't talk about enough, and the final piece, perhaps the most important.
People. The newsletter really stresses this isn't just about tech, it's people-centric AI.
Yeah, meaning?
Meaning you need the right culture, the right skills in your teams, good collaboration. AI initiatives fail without that human element being right.
Makes total sense. Technology is just a tool. Ultimately.
Precisely. And they pointed to that podcast, didn't they? The CIO Confessions, one about people being key.
Yeah. Hearing it straight from a CIO really drives home that investing in your people, building that supportive culture is fundamental.
So wrapping it all up, the picture the newsletter paints is, well, it's holistic. Strategy, data, cloud, governance, operations, sustainability, and people. They all have to work together.
It's not just one thing. It's laying strong foundations across all those areas. That's the message. That's the launchpad for really succeeding with AI.
And it's not a one and done thing either, is it?
Yeah.
It's constant learning, adapting as things change so fast.
Continuous journey. So perhaps the takeaway thought for everyone listening is, how are you shoring up these foundations in your own context? Are all these pieces getting the attention they need?
Good question to ponder. It really does tie everything together neatly.
It does. Well, that brings us to the end of this deep dive based on the April Tech to Tech newsletter.
Always interesting to unpack these key themes.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening to this issue and see you next month.